Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
And that should make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
Feeling good because we got Play, Win, Give coming up in about 25 minutes.
Yay.
So you can score yourself some money going into the weekend. I also have another feel good.
What's that?
I feel good because I get to perform with my bruh.
Your bruh?
With my bruh, Alan, this weekend.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Where are y'all performing? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is not a Don Cheadle production.
Uh-oh. No, it's definitely not.
We were booked on a podcast, Al.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't want the vocalist, lead vocals to come in?
I mean, I could talk to the management.
I think budget restrictions are applied.
<There's that. laughs> Yeah, we'll let you know, though.
You don't take out...
You know how sometimes band members have different projects? That's all. You're still my number one, Don Cheadles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still
You're
got
right.
this. It's time for Feel Good Friday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
How I feel about that? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, Feel Good Friday, celebrating No Bra Day, and I'm feeling good, loving it.
All right then,
yeah,
girl.
Today's No Bra Day. Yes, Big Al Mac, let us know. And also, happy 242nd birthday to the U.S. Navy. Feel
wow.
Good Friday.
All right.
Look at that. You don't look a day over 20, Navy.
Congratulations, sailors. And thank you for your service.
And turning 21 Saturday, instead of getting drunk with my friends, I'm getting drunk with my parents. My dad teared up when I told him. Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
All right.
Wow.
Aw.
Can't do it. Or couldn't do it.
Go party with your parents?
I've heard other people doing this. I can't imagine doing that with a McKelly when she's 21.
It's 20, isn't that cool?
I might have a...
She wants you to be there for her first...
glass of wine or something, maybe.
But not getting...
I just can't imagine. But I know it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. That's the kind of relationship I hope I have with my son and daughter.
You want to get drunk with them on their 21st
birthday? I want to be with them to make sure they're safe and everything's cool.
College graduation's one thing. But
yeah.
I don't know, JC.
21st is weird?
Doing drugs with your parents is kind of weird.
Doing drugs.
It's a drug.
Well, it is.
Alcohol's a drug.
It is. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Okay, so my parents are building a house, and they sold theirs, and it sold super fast, so they had to move in with us for 4 months.
Mm. Oh.
And today is moving day.
Oh. Yay!
Finally!
Yeah, and I know they're just as excited as we are.
Yeah. Were you guys getting on each other's nerves?
It wasn't too bad, because we have an upstairs area where they kind of took over, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
And also helps there's an end in mind.
Right, exactly.
You know, yeah. Light at the end of the tunnel.
Not just moving in indefinitely.
Yeah, the whole house was actually happening.
Yeah.
You just don't know how long that's going to take. Well, happy Friday for you, Ashley. Let's go here with our boy, Tim. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, brother.
Going awesome. I heard you did a very manly thing for your Feel Good Friday.
I did. So my AC was out for about 5 days, and being in Texas, it was pretty warm.
Ooh, yeah. Right?
So trying to go through an AC company, it would have cost me about $300 to fix my AC. However, I did some research on YouTube and asked for recommendations on Facebook. And after a $9 part and about 20 minutes out at the unit, I fixed my AC myself, and we've got nice, cool, breezy air.
Good for you.
You fixed your AC yourself.
For $9.
Damn. Well done.
For $9. Well, it was under $9. That was like $8.47.
Oh, wow.
Complained about that.
Yes, sir.
That's incredible.
It's going to really make me question my next AC bill.
Yeah, right?
I'm just going to call Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Get his number.
Get Tim to come over, give him a couple beers, and see him spend $8. Boom. Congratulations, Tim. I would be too scared to fix my own AC.
Really makes me question what I pay for.
Right?
For fix stuff.
I fixed my garbage disposal. That was cool.
Yeah.
But the AC, that's...
If a little whack doesn't work, then I have to call someone.
Right.
I just kind of hit it.
Just bang it real quick.
Like, bam, bang it. Yeah.
Right,
okay. No, I tried.
Hey, Shauna.
Hey.
Good morning. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Good morning. I'm so excited I finally got to talk to y'all.
Yeah.
And Al, I have lots of stuff to say to you.
Okay.
I don't have time.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, thank you for thinking about me.
Email our boss.
Women.
Al, you're one of my favorites. I mean, I love Kelly, but, you're one of my favorites.
Thank
I just
you,
want to tell you that after yesterday.
Shauna, there's only four of us
thank
in here.
Thank you, Shauna.
I love you, Stacey. And Jenna, I boss like you, woman. I'm a strong woman. Like
yay.
There you go, right. Shauna. What's your Feel Good Friday?
My Feel Good Friday is about a year ago, I paid for someone behind me in the line at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And just now, I stopped at Bojangles to get me a Cajun chicken biscuit, and somebody paid for it.
It finally happened.
Karma.
Karma.
Sometimes it takes a while.
That's so fun.
As long as it happens, it's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to that person.
Here's my bonus. I took a new job 4 months ago, and now I get to listen to y'all for like an hour on my commute.
And a bonus feel good Friday from Sean.
That makes us feel good.
Thank you, Sean. Yep. And you make sure you get that email over to Al. Have a good day.
Focus on
the
positive.
I almost started a pay it forward the other day.
Where at?
I Starbucks, but I looked at the car behind me.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, it was like a clown car. There were so many people in it. I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't even ask what they ordered. There were so many people in that car. I was like, all right, I'm not going to do it. I'm not that good of a person.
It's like that guy that did the video on Snapchat, and he goes, they did the pay it forward scheme, and then I ended up paying for the people behind me. It was
$50.
$70. Spent $50 at Taco Bell. Hey, what's going on, John?
Yes, I just wanted to sit there and say my feel good Friday is I am from Tennessee and I finally made it to Big Al Max Bar.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate
you did.
Did you have a good time?
It was good. I had a very good time. People were friendly. Loved it. Disappointed that you weren't there, but I would like to talk to you off the air about some things that you might want to know about.
Off the air.
Why does it have to be off the air?
Why don't we do this on the air, John?
Yeah. Tell us something.
No, I just want to stay off the air.
Al, you go back there right now and find out what you want.
Might be somebody I need to
Hold on, John, was it?
Yeah, hold on. I'll talk to you off the air.
Can I pod you down and you tell me in my ear?
No, I want to talk to him. I might need to know.
You can tell by my reaction.
Everyone needs to know. This is so juicy.
All right, John, I'm going to pod you down. So John's podded down, Big Al Mac.
So who can hear him?
I can hear him because I got him in my one ear.
Okay. Yeah, we can't hear anything.
John, can you still hear me? Okay, what did you want to tell Big Al Mac?
We really can't hear.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm JC's scared. Listening.
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
I wonder if it's like a personnel issue or a cleanliness issue.
I don't know.
Or a food quality issue.
I don't know.
There's a myriad of problems. Uh-huh. Maybe.
What? Okay, John has revealed the information to me, and Al, you definitely want to know this.
Is it a good thing he did not share it on the air?
Yes, very good that he did not share that
on the air.
Very
curious.
Yeah, very, very. John,
I can't wait.
Way to look out for Big Al Max, sir. But
I can't wait.
John,
not a problem.
I'll just put you on hold. Maybe we can get your number, and Al can call you.
Yeah,
and you can
I
tell
definitely want
to
call
more details.
Jason, what does it have to do with
it? Is somebody going
to
get fired?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You be on ZipRecruiter.com.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, you are not going to be happy, Big Al.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not going to be happy. That's no bueno.
Just tell us.
I can't.
He promised.
I promised John I wouldn't tell you
guys. Okay, well, then we have to start talking about something else.
I can tell you guys.
Let's end this bit so you can tell us in the commercial break.
I am feeling my heart's beating.
We just got some bad news for Al, so let's go back to feeling good.
Yeah, let's feel good again.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys in the break. Hey, Paige.
Hey.
What's going on?
It's my 21st birthday. I'm going to get blacked out on Friday the 13th.
You're going to get what?
Girl, be
it's
careful.
My 21st birthday. I'm going to get blacked out on Friday the 13th.
Okay, you're going with very trustworthy friends, right?
Yes, don't worry. I have two friends that are going to babysit me
perfect.
All night. Don't worry. But yeah, the 21st, Friday 13th is perfect time.
Has your goal started? Is to black out. That is your goal.
That is my goal.
Okay.
Oh, be careful, babe.
What's your drink of choice, Paige?
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm a beer girl. I always go for Dos Equis. That's lime.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
I don't know. I'm going to have to branch out tonight. I don't know.
Branch out. Oh, man. You be careful.
Please.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, babe.
Have you already started?
Have I already started?
Oh, Jenna went British.
Did I?
You went British too, mate.
Oh, no.
Hello there.
Started.
Paige, have you started yet?
Not yet today, but don't worry, I will after work.
Okay. Well,
cheerio.
Pip, pip.
I don't think I've ever said I want to get blacked out.
No, I've never said
it. Never a goal.
Yeah.
No.
I always hit that throwing up point before I blacked out.
When you can't remember stuff the next day, it's like,
what good is it to have a good time if you can't remember it?
Right?
I want to remember my good time.
I mean, we've all blacked out.
Maybe friends should film that so she'll know, gosh, I don't ever want to do that again.
You know, that was the name of my house in college.
What?
Blackout?
Uh-huh.
Shout out.
But, yeah, people at first thought it was racist. We're like, no,
it's a different thing.
No.
It's for drinking. for drinking?
Well, it said blacks out.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No, it didn't.
All right. So we'll keep the feeling good going on because we're going to surprise another deserving teacher with something to help her classroom. Coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So who are the real MVPs when it comes to our children? It's got to be the teachers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that watch your kids and teach them everything they learn every single day for about 8 hours. Mm-hmm. They put up with our kids, and we know some of our kids are better than the other kids. And for them to do that and spend their own money for their supplies and everything means the world to us parents. So it's always nice to give back to the teachers, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do. We've been receiving letters from teachers around the country. And we ask you, hey, what do you do to be an overachiever? What do you do to make the kids excited to go to class?
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten so many good ones, including this one right here that Kelly's reading.
Yes, this one says, my fifth grade students really want to do a book study for the book Wonders. It would help to be able to have each student to physically be able to have their own books to read. We are a Title I campus, so it's hard to buy a lot of the supplies that are needed to effectively teach. They all wanted to know what it's like to be a wonder, so this book study will hopefully create a path of wonder and kindness for them all. In a world we live in today, many of my students don't feel as if they can be a wonder or have ever known or experienced kindness. One other goal I would love to do with my students is to take them to watch the movie when it comes out. I have been trying to raise money on Donors Choose to help buy the books, but I haven't had many donations yet. Hopefully, with your help, we can get the books in the students' hands faster. And that's from Melissa Love, who is a fifth grade teacher at Brent Elementary.
Hi, Mrs. Love.
You guys are making me cry.
Aww. So, Title I, that means you definitely are not getting the money you deserve to teach these kids.
Yeah, we want to retell our kids, and, you know, it's hard being a Title I, you know, get a little bit of funding, but not a lot of funding.
Right.
So these poor kids kind of get, you know, left out, and especially books. We, you know, always needing books. A lot of my kids have been wanting to read this book, and,
and it's tough.
Right now.
For those who aren't familiar with the book Wonders, what is that about?
A boy that was born with craniofacial deformities. It goes through the process of how he's gone through not being wanted. Nobody, he doesn't tell his friends. And in the process of the book, it shows the kids how, you know, everybody's a wonder, no matter what they look like or where they come from. And so a lot of my kids have, you know, from their different backgrounds, have come from different places. And so this book, I think, will open their eyes, and they've seen the trailer of it, and all of them like, Miss Love, why does he get treated that way? They have all these questions, want to know more about why people treat people the way they do.
So this will teach your kids that kindness is the best route to take, right?
Yes.
That's why you want them to read this book so bad. Well, look, we went to Donors Choose, right? That's where you're trying to raise your money for the books?
Yes.
We saw that you need $392 to fulfill what you're looking to raise to buy the books. Am I correct, Mrs. Love?
So, yes, you are.
What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and throw that $392 in there so you go buy those books.
Boom.
Thank you.
Because done.
I know it's tough for you to ask the parents to buy the books because a lot of the parents are barely scraping by and they maybe can't even afford food at times. So that way, they don't have to worry about that. And we also got in contact with our friends over at Studio Movie Grill. You know those movie theaters?
Yeah.
They have the cool seats, they recline, you can order food.
It's
an awesome experience to go to the movies. So what they're going to do is they're going to make sure all your students get to go watch that movie when it comes out, okay?
Oh, thank you guys so much.
That'd be a fun field trip.
Yeah, that would be such a fun field trip. Take the kids. First of all, what kid doesn't want to go to the movies for a field trip?
Well, just leaving school is, you know, that's going to be reward enough right there.
And thanks to you, they're going to be learning something because of this movie. It actually has a good message to give out to the kids, okay?
Oh, my gosh. They're going to be so excited when I tell them that today. You guys just made my day and my class's day.
Yay.
How long have you been teaching, Mrs. Love?
This is probably my fifth year.
So.
Okay.
And I've been teaching fourth and fifth grade, so I love that grade.
Well, thanks for what you do.
Yeah, we really appreciate what you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, you wipe away those tears and let the kids know the good news, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
Have an awesome day.
Y'all too.
See you soon.
We love our teachers.
That's how you do it right there.
Yeah.
And let's keep the helping going.
All right.
It's time for Play, Win, Give. We want to help you win up to $500, and then you get to help your favorite charity. If you win $500, we'll turn around, write the same amount to your charity of choice.
Love
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Kelly?
Oh, you know, I love 13 on Friday the 13th.
Let's do it with caller number 13. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That means it's time for Play, Win, Give.
Yay!
Someone up to 500 bucks right here. Let's meet our contestant.
Who is she? Who is he?
It could be he or
who
she.
Who is it?
RC is on the phone with us right now. Hi, RC.
Oh, snap. What's going on, guys?
Oh, snap.
Hey.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
What you up to right now, RC?
I just pulled over to get some gas because I was on hold. And I was like, okay, well, we'll just see what happens. Then next thing you know,
boom.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, you are.
Next thing you know, you got all set up right now.
Yep, yep.
What do you do for work?
For work, I work with HEB.
Oh, all right. HEB.
Yeah.
My favorite stores.
Yeah. Better.
They have good tortillas.
They don't pay me to say that.
Hey, you get discounts, though?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
One of the perks.
Awesome. Roll in there with my 20% off or something.
Right. For sure.
Come
on.
Hey, RC, here's how the game works, man. We got five questions right here. Each one of them is worth $100, which is the maximum you could win. So for every question you get right, we'll hook you up with that. And whatever you end up with at the end, we'll turn around and match it to your favorite charity. And so who are you playing for?
I would be playing for Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
All right. Awesome.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah. Sounds good. Good cause. Good cause.
So you,
I tried to.
You got a little brother then?
No, actually, I was raised as a single child, and I've always wanted to have a big brother or a big sister as a role model.
Oh.
So I never had the opportunity. So I figured, you know, why not give a charity? Because I wanted to do kids, but that wasn't an option at that time. So I was like, you know what? Let me give it to Big Brother, Big Sister, because everyone can use a role model to hang out with. Or
that's
to look
cool,
up
man.
To.
Well, I like your reasoning behind that.
RC, you sound like a cool guy, so I'm going to be your big brother if you want me.
It is a great thing.
For sure?
Yeah, why not?
And hold on. RC, I was just told that you have the same last name as Justin and I do.
Correct. Actually, believe it or not, I don't know if you remember, but way back in the day, I was visiting your studio, and I was wearing my DJ Cat shirt with the purple one.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
That's me right now. That is me.
Wearing that same
that's
shirt.
That's where I was.
No, you're not wearing the same shirt.
I thought you meant you were wearing the same shirt.
Kelly. Yeah. He's my last name, Tocayo, over here. We have the same last name.
Oh, you missed me.
Very nice. All right, RC. Well, we got the questions for you right now. Are you ready?
He's already a winner. Yeah. He has a big brother.
I know. He got Big Al Mac. You already won already, RC.
Probably going to forgive me right after we hang up.
No, I'm not, bro.
He won't, buddy. All right, here's your first question. For $100, RC, the Stanley Cup is a championship trophy awarded annually to the playoff winner in what sport?
I would say Stanley Cup. If I'm not mistaken, that's the NHL?
That is correct, sir.
Yes.
That is hockey,
common folk.
My little brother is so smart.
Look at him. He got $100.
Thanks, big brother.
All right, RC. Speaking of initials, what does the F stand for in FBI?
I think that is federal?
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, man. Oh.
Federal Bureau of Investigation,
making
FBI.
Making your big brother proud.
Well done, sir.
If I had, I would use my own little sound effects for the Law and Order. Dun, dun.
I got that.
Oh, we got it. Hold on.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
There you go, man.
Law and Order, FBI?
There's law going on.
Yeah, there's law. Yeah.
There's law and order.
I think there's some FBI going on with the Menendez show.
All right, RC. Question number three for $300. Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Oh, man, that is the one. The name of Keanu Reeves.
That's right. I love him.
Whoa.
So nice.
Wow, man.
Such a nice man.
Call you butter. You on a roll,
though. You know Kung Fu?
Okay. All right. Here's a basic question.
Oh.
Taking you back to your youth.
Oh.
Name the three primary colors.
Three primary colors? Okay. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to be so mad if I don't get this right.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, green, and yellow.
Oh!
No, because yellow and blue make green.
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I knew it. I would make the same color. Dang.
It's red, yellow, and blue. I don't know if I would have gotten that right.
Oh, man.
I would not have gotten
that. That's a hard one.
I would not have gotten that.
Yeah, that would have got me on the spot. Hey, you still got you got $300 right now, RC. We got one more for you. You could win $400, okay?
Uno más, okay.
Uno más, amigo. All right. Which is the only American state to begin with the letter P?
Letter state. Letter P. Pennsylvania?
Ooh, yeah, that is correct.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, RC. Oh, yeah.
Don't do it. Don't.
And
don't.
And
it's also, Pennsylvania is also the only state that ends in the letter A.
That is crazy. You're going to do that.
That is nuts.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
Look at Justin and Nick are pulling their hair out for some reason back there. It's weird.
Only state that ends in the letter A. You won $400, man.
$400 for you, RC. What are you going to do with that, bud?
You know what? I think I'm going to go to blueapron.com and get a subscription for that. Because did you know that blueapron.com where you can make your own meals just as if you're a personal chef?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not only that, but you can cancel or postpone your delivery if you go on vacation,
that's
such
right.
as myself in Vegas. Wait. At the end of the month.
Oh, somebody's been listening.
Is RC going for Big Al's job?
I think so.
Yeah. No, that's my little brother.
Hey, but RC, but what if you want to, like, say, save some money on your Blue Apron subscription. What do you do?
Yeah.
Well,
is there like some sort of code you can enter when you check out?
Oh, that's right. If I'm not mistaken, that is Kid Credit or Credit.
Kid.
It's
going
to be one of those. It's going to be one of those.
Yeah,
it's going to be with two D's, though, if you choose Credit or Kid.
Yeah, it's a kid. It's just
kids. You're close, brother.
We're working it out.
Yeah.
You're close, brother.
Fresh ingredients, making you a chef. And look at RC doing a commercial for
us. Hey, you saved us a lot of time there, RC.
Yeah, that's blueapron.com/kids since RC brought it up.
Today, as a matter of fact.
Do you really good?
I do.
Maybe you can share with RC. RC, what are you going to be doing for the next, like, I don't know, 30 years?
For the next 30 years, actually, I want to try to see if I can make myself to the radio business.
Well, come on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah. Come on in, dude.
Yeah. We're looking for another Chavez to join the cast.
My little brother.
All right.
All right,
yeah. Do you have a ZipRecruiter as well, or?
Do I have a ZipRecruiter? Actually,
I'm kidding.
No, but I always want to open up my own bar, though. You know, ZipRecruiter, though, you can definitely find any employees that you're looking for. They'll come to you, if anything, when you get a good match.
That's right.
So that way you don't do all the hard work.
Yeah, because he said he's trying to open up his own bar.
Yeah.
So that, like, Big Al Mag.
There you go.
And do radio. Wow, what a coincidence.
Do you need any new postage by any chance?
No, but when I send out my letters for the, you know, welcome on board to my company, I am going to need some letters to send out to my employees. If I'm not mistaken, they do send out a wait scale, so that way you get it right all the time, so that way you don't get your mail returned.
I love you, RC. You're a cool dude.
Love you, brother.
You're a good guy, man. Hold on for us, man. We're going to get you all set up, and $400 for you, $400 for big brothers, big sisters. That's RC right there.
Oh, man.
That was cool.
We can go home. I think
he did all the hard work for us.
All of our work is done for
me. That's what he did right there. My man.
A new brother, a new employee. That's great.
Hey, what's coming up in the showbiz top five, RC? Not just kidding. I'm kidding. We do have to get to Jenna's ACL interview with Martin Garrix.
Yes, Justin and I sat down with Martin Garrix. He's the hottest young EDM DJ in the world right now. So hear that awesome interview next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to our boy RC, scored $400, and then we turn around, grabbed a check to Big Brothers Big Sisters for $400, and he possibly also got an endorsement
out of the deal right there.
We'll play again coming back next week. But Jenna, you got to spend last weekend at ACL.
Oh, I did. You guys left me, and Justin and I stayed behind. We actually partnered up with Austin Way Magazine, a magazine in Austin. They asked us to do interviews backstage at ACL all weekend.
Nice.
So yeah, we went out there all 3 days, and it was really fun. It was cool. I've never gotten to do anything like that before. But we sat down with a bunch of great artists, most famous Martin Garrix.
Yeah.
So we're going to check out some of Justin and my interview with him. you know, when you're doing research on all these people, I know Martin Garrix, I know his songs, but I didn't know that he had done a song with Ed Sheeran years ago.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Until I started doing a little bit of research and saw that the song still hasn't come out. So all the fans want to know. So I asked Martin Garrix about this unreleased Ed Sheeran song. All right, are we ever going to see the light of day with this Ed Sheeran song?
No.
That's everywhere. We're not going to see it.
Nope.
I got in some like downward spiral on the internet like you can do when I was doing a little bit of prep for you. Because, I mean, I love your music. I'm not that well-versed on this Ed Sheeran stuff. So all these message boards, it just took me down this hole of like, it's going to come out. They've registered the song. And people are so amped about this. And Ed's a friend of our radio show. We love Ed. So, but it was the first I had heard about it.
Yeah, no, I did this song with Ed over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then labels got in the way, management, etc., blah, blah, blah. And then the song recently got registered, but not by my team. And I don't think Ed's team registered either. So maybe... I honestly have no idea. Maybe I don't know how it got up there, but like a lot of fans were like, oh my god, they're still gonna release it.
Yeah,
but sorry to disappoint you guys, I don't think we'll ever release it.
Interesting, right? I don't know. We had a lot of label drama that happens, I guess. Frustrating. I can't imagine how many songs never see the light of day because of that.
For real.
But I bet you that song would be so good.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks, Martin Garrix kind of looked like Zac Efron a little bit there.
He does. He's so cute. I mean, this guy has 13 million Instagram followers. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And one of the most successful EDM DJs right now. So we had a game. We interviewed so many musicians and we had this game to play with them for fun, or in case we didn't really know much about them. But it's called Sexy or Scary. And we played Sexy or Scary with Martin Garrix. A girl that goes full out on Halloween. Is that sexy or scary?
It depends if it's a sexy outfit. If it's like...
So you like the sexy. Like, what if it's like a sexy it?
Oh, that's scary. That's still like what nightmares are made of.
Or a sexy SpongeBob.
No.
Okay, what about if she goes to the bathroom with the door open?
No.
Thinks the best water is from the hose.
No.
Scary?
Yeah.
Okay, puts out Christmas decorations in September.
That's dedication? I don't know if it's scary or sexy. It's very enthusiastic. But I like Christmas, so it's nice.
Okay. Sexy or scary, she's never heard of Martin Garrix.
That's sexy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Orders a pumpkin spice latte.
What do you say?
Orders a pumpkin spice latte.
That's scary.
Scary?
Yeah.
He has a phobia of pumpkin spice lattes, we found out.
Well, he's Dutch, all right? So there are a few pieces of this interview that were funny because he had a hard time understanding what we were saying. He has a song called Pizza, and Justin and I were trying to talk to him about like ranch on his pizza. He looked at us like we were crazy.
Isn't it weird that people from outside the states have no idea that ranch is the greatest invention?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, he was totally grossed out by it. It's a little bit of a language barrier there. But then Justin, I didn't know. Justin and I were great working back and forth. I think we had a good dynamic.
Yeah, we did.
And then you threw a curveball out there because you had been practicing some Dutch,
I figured if he was going to talk to us in English, we might as well talk to him in Dutch.
I loved this. And so this is Justin working his Dutch on Martin Garrix.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've been practicing my Dutch.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, ready? Vermoed de show, ik haat goendum. Okay, let me say it louder.
Is met gaat goed doen?
Nee, gaat goed doen?
No, are you taking success? What do you say about the show?
Yes, I'm trying to say you're going to kill the show. Good job.
You. Heb een goede show, veel succes.
Huh?
Heb een.
Heb een.
Goede.
Goede.
Show. Heb een goede show.
Heb een goede show.
That still sounded horrible, but it was good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin.
I can understand it, though.
All right.
Oh, I didn't know the Dutch had the...
The
I don't know, Justin, better than I. That's why I didn't even try.
Yeah, no, good. I was trying to say, good luck on the show. You're going to kill it. That's what I was trying to say.
And he said he was saying you're going to kill everyone at
the show.
That's probably the last thing you want to say.
Yeah, not a good thing at a music festival.
But I didn't know who Martin Garrix was, but he's responsible for this song, In the Name of Love.
Animals.
He works with Scooter Braun. Yeah. He's best friends with Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. He's pretty...
It's a big deal.
The EDM artist, you don't remember their name, but you know their songs.
Yeah, their beats and stuff. Yeah. And we've got so many other interviews on Kid Nation.
We had some bands
Facebook
that were fans
page.
Of our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Revivalist. Talk to the Revivalist. We have a handful of interviews, some up-and-coming country stars
There's a lot of country guys out there.
A lot, yeah. Yeah, it was good, but you can see all of them at KidNation.com.
It was hot, and he had a great performance, too. He was insane.
Yeah, she went out there and listened to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, DJs have to now be performers. They don't just sit behind their turntables. They get up and, like, jump around, and they got pyrotechnics.
That's what I thought, too, because otherwise, then you just see them on stage just spinning records.
Yeah.
But you need laser lights, smoke, fire, jumps. Maybe a backflip here
and there.
Yeah, they do backflips and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some that have backup dancers or they bring up a drummer along with them.
Didn't do any of that when I was doing the one and the two.
Right.
The
one.
Why you're not still doing it.
I guess you're right, Kelly. I mean, I just had
nobody wanted to see any more of that.
My Technics turntable over here and boom, 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 boom. Maybe scratch a little bit.
Yeah, and Martin won't be back in Austin tonight. ACL round two.
Oh, my gosh.
This weekend.
So cool. Yeah, I liked him. Big fan now. Big, big fan.
Do you want to redo the weekend, or are you guys tired?
Oh.
I mean, I can do it again for pleasure, yeah.
No, I'm ready to sit back, relax, and sleep in.
Look at Justin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, can I add this little bit of information? This was a concern, a little bit of a concern, lot of a concern, actually, going into the weekend. Yeah, I took a best girlfriend, but this was a working weekend, right? Like, we were representing our show and Austin Way Magazine, so we hadn't worked with them before. So we, you know, I feel the responsibility of, like, I'm here for work. But free drinks, backstage, all access, Justin.
All the dangers for Justin.
Yeah. Everything's paid for. Yeah. So I would think Justin's going to get turnt. And so we were so tired after being out there working all day. One night, Justin's like, I'm going to go out with some of my gay friends. We're going to the gay club. And I'm going to be out until 5 a.m.
I want to see some come up.
I went to bed that night at 10. And I was like, as long as you meet me in the lobby, we're going out there on Sunday. Justin went home and went to bed. He didn't even go out.
Responsible.
Who are you? I know.
Justin.
You know.
We worked hard. We were tired and we didn't party.
Uh-huh. I wanted to make Jenna proud. I wanted to make George, our boss, proud.
And it paid off. I mean, we did a really good job working all 3 days. It was great. I'm proud of you.
You're growing up, Justin.
Thank you so much. I'm proud of you. Proud of everybody. Proud of myself.
You're proud of everybody?
Yeah, everyone's doing a good job. We're all doing a good job.
We were throwing high fives the whole weekend. Uh-huh. It was great. Yeah.
Good.
It was a love fest. That's what made us think we could be roommates.
That you didn't hear?
Oh, boy, back to this again.
Yeah, he was answering phones. You didn't hear.
Did you say it was over?
Yeah,
I kind of figured. I
mean, $300 that you want to put in?
Yeah, I need a little more money than that.
No, okay. All right, well.
Work on getting that raise.
I tried, you know?
That and the drama that was spiraling in.
I felt like you might just bail on me.
You know what? I might have.
Yeah.
I might have. It would have been.
Would you be down for like a bachelor type roommate contest maybe? To find you the perfect roommate?
I think everything's set and planned now.
Oh, you found another?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So I already moved on too, Jenna.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm moving in with two other girls.
What?
Are you kidding me right now?
In December. I move quick, girl.
When did this come up?
I hadn't even officially decided. Look at this nice place I'm looking at right now.
Oh, that's cute.
Uh-huh.
The steps and everything.
You found two other girls.
Is that an island?
It's an island. Yes, there's an island.
Is that the
kitchen.
Open concept kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Look how nice it is.
Yeah. That is cute.
Look, this was going to be your bedroom downstairs.
Oh, Jenna's trying to get him back now that she knows that he has. This is what always happens in relationships, guys.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I didn't want him before until he was in demand.
And it has a garage.
It has a garage with two cars.
Okay.
It's a life lesson for everyone.
Can you forward that so me and my other roommates can look at that unit, please?
You're not getting in there for $300 a month.
No, okay.
Where'd you find these other girls?
Well, Shelby, of course. And then my other friend from college, Lauren.
Oh, so Shelby reeled you back in. Okay.
Y'all can pay $100 each and be in there and Jenna.
Shade
Jenna.
All three of us
are
there.
Jenna going from I want Justin to
when were you
going to
tell me that you moved on?
When you told me you wanted to move in with me. I was going to break the news to you, girl.
Oh, this is great.
Good job. I always have a plan B. You always have a backup plan.
Hey, Justin, high five, bro.
I always have a backup.
You might not be playing on the team, but you play the game.
The lesson here is, ladies, just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You just got to look out for yourself.
And Justin. You can't reject me because I reject you.
Yeah. I broke up with her.
Right. Is that what happened? Is that the reason you
went to bed? I'm not relying on any man to help me.
What, the reason you went to bed at 10 o'clock and you got rejected?
Yeah. I know. She wouldn't let me follow her to her room.
Always have a plan B. Well done.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Who's ready to have some fun?
Me, always. Yay. I am. My middle name is Fun.
Really, it is, Kelly.
Sort of.
I thought it was Positivity.
I thought it was Kelly.
We're going to play Match Game. And to play Match Game, we need our host, Nick Adam.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
That's my audition for other game shows.
Gosh, I just want to take a breath for you.
I know.
How's everyone's Friday?
So far, so good.
Good, good. We have a very special treat for Match Game today. We have our contestant in studio with us.
Hey, now.
Hello, Colleen.
Hello.
Hi, Colleen.
Colleen, you have a very interesting job.
I do.
Tell us all about it.
I get to work with animals and education and wildlife conservation.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What's your favorite animal to work with?
Ooh, I like visiting the giraffes.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
They're my favorite, too. You know, I like to watch giraffes run because it looks like they're running in slow motion. Mm-hmm.
It really does. And they're tall and lanky, kind of like me, so.
Yeah, their tongues are gross, though.
Yeah.
Their tongues are black, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Good sun protection.
Who's the snootiest animal you work with?
Ooh, the snootiest. I don't know. The primates can get pretty snooty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got a big weekend.
I do. I'm getting married this weekend.
Yay! Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
And what's your fiance's name?
His name's Douglas.
What's up, Doug?
What up, Douglas?
Can we call him Doug?
Douglas.
Are y'all going to do the Dougie?
We really should. He should know it, so we'll call him out for that.
Yeah.
So we're going to play the Match Game today, and so how this is going to work is our contestant, along with our celebrities, will write down their answers to a statement with a blank in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if our contestant says the same thing as our celebrities, they get a match.
All right.
Oh.
But matches don't really matter. We're just playing for fun.
Okay,
here we go. Remember, don't say your answers out loud. But first, let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
It's Halloween month, so I'm always in a good mood.
All right.
And hello, JC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Chuck?
Bien, gracias. And hi, Kelly.
I'm in a good mood because it's date night tonight.
Hey.
You know what that means.
Love
I'm going to eat too much,
sandwiches.
Get drunk, and go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And finally, Big Al Mac.
This time of year, Friday means just one thing. How many karaoke songs will I sing?
I didn't expect that reaction.
Basically the same.
There was no reaction.
Why did we have no reaction?
There was no reaction whatsoever. Like, that sucked.
We were waiting on you to finish. Is that
nothing.
It?
I was calculating in my head.
It's always, you were just actually trying to figure it out.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the correct answer is probably five.
Five? Oh, yeah. I was going to go say 10.
Okay.
Nice.
Here we go. Here's our first Match Game question. Remember, don't say your answers out loud. Jenna's secret to great skin is a little strange, but she swears by it. She rubs blank on her face.
Dang.
Pretty out there.
Dang.
Jenna's secret to great skin, she rubs blank on her face. I think we're all ready.
Dang.
Ready.
Very
okay, cool.
Easy.
Colleen, you're up first. Jenna's secret to great skin is a little strange, but she swears by it. She rubs blank on her face.
I'm going to go with avocado.
Oh.
Something
practical to rub on my face.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. JC, let's go with you first. What does Jenna rub on her face?
I said pug butt. Pug butt.
Whether she wants to or not, it's always up there.
Always there. Discovered it.
Kelly, let's go with you.
I dropped the butt, but I did go with pug.
Oh.
Mm. It's a match with JC.
On her face.
Not the match we're looking for.
All the pug.
Big Al, what is Jenna's secret to great skin?
Bean pie cream filling, Chuck.
Ew.
Well,
ew.
Hold on, bean pie has cream filling?
No, yeah,
you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a bean pie just beans?
Jenna, take way too long to explain it to you right now. We'll have to do a whole segment on it.
All right.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna, let's go with you. Let's try and get Colleen a match. What is your secret to great skin? You rub blank on your face.
Seems that my co-host and I, minus Al, know each other all too well. I said pug juice.
Something in the pug family. Yes.
I didn't know you could juice a pug.
Pug juice has done wonders for my skin.
No matches that round. Here we go. Number two. Kelly and Alan spent a small fortune taking the family to the state fair. Now, there's no money left for blank.
Ooh.
Ding.
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 All right, I think everyone has dinged. Colleen, you are up. Let's try and get you a match. Kelly and Alan spent a small fortune taking the family to the state fair. Now there's no money left for
Those daily Target runs.
Oh. Kelly goes there every day.
I'm learning that she's a very literal player.
She is.
Very.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
answers logically.
We're pretty gross lately. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She thinks about it.
Like, I like
logical
it.
Answer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Trying to keep it family friendly.
She's proving that she listens to the show
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Jenna, Kelly has no money left for
Alan to buy more cars.
Yeah, that's
true.
True.
No more. No match there. JC, Kelly and Al have no more money left for
Alan to buy JC and Al slingshots.
Come on, Alan.
Big Al, Kelly and Alan have, have no money left for
Alan's second slingshot. All thinking about the slingshot.
What is going on here?
So many matches, wrong kind.
Are we syncing up?
We are.
If you had said slingshot, you would have had. You've been like the high score ever
we've ever had on that. I didn't match you three or you. Okay. I'm sorry,
Kelly. After the state fair, you have no money left for?
Well, a sandwich and some lovin'. Took it as an opportunity to promote.
Oh, your podcast?
Podcast, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
A new episode posted yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Please download it.
Here we go.
Subscribe.
No matches yet, Colleen. Let's try and fix this with number three. Big Al forgot to close down all the web pages on his laptop, and it was really embarrassing when he got to work and there was blank on his screen.
There's just too many options.
I know, right? Ding.
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 All right, I'm going to go with this one. Ding.
Okay. Colleen, let's go with you first. Big Al forgot to close down all the web pages on his laptop. It was really embarrassing when he got to work and there was blank on his screen.
Doggy meetup chat groups.
For the Curtis. Yeah.
Doggy meetup.
Yeah.
Have you tried anything like that, using Curtis to help you... get a new partner?
No, I mean, he posts up in the bar. I have him just sitting there in a bar stool all the time. So chicks just come up to him, and I'm like, hey, babe, what's your name?
Boy, dogs love that, being confined to a bar stool
right,
for hours.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's try and get Colleen some matches. Jenna, let's go with you first. It was really embarrassing when Al got to work and there was blank on his screen.
A naked Harvey Weinstein.
Oh!
Dang!
I decided to go with my gross one.
All right. No match there. No match.
You got to stop looking at that.
JC, it was really embarrassing when there was blank on Al's screen.
A graphic picture of Al doing the bend over look-see.
Oh, random.
Well, sometimes you've got to investigate, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want people to know.
No.
Do you? That hurt.
Okay.
That's what I heard from people.
Kelly, let's go with you. It was really embarrassing when there was blank on his screen.
His receipt for his contribution to the GOP.
Say what?
Wow!
Say what?
How much you get, Val?
Oh, my God. Say what?
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm very embarrassed.
You're going to get Al kicked out of the family.
Yeah, right?
Kelly's so tickled right now by that.
Yeah.
And she studied hard, but she was like, what would really embarrass Al? And I heard her like scratching out stuff and going.
I did. I scratched it like 3 inches.
All right. The question, Mr. Chuck.
No matches yet. Here we go. Big Al, you forgot to close down all the web pages on your laptop, and it was really embarrassing when you got to work and there was blank on your screen.
Ointment, Chuck.
Ew. You're calling yourself out for having a rash.
I'm just going for the...
It was literal ointment on the screen?
Sometimes it gets on there.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It can happen.
Use your own imagination there.
Of course.
I'm surprised it wasn't that bean pie cream filling.
No matches that round either.
Oh, man.
All right, last round, Colleen. Here we go. Kinsey replaced the floor in the bedroom without talking to JC about it. So to get even with her, he went out and bought blank.
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
Scribble, 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 scribble.
Ding.
We good?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're ready. Colleen, you're up first. Kinsey replaced the floor in the bedroom without talking to JC about it. So to get even with her, he went out and bought
a slingshot to match his buddy Alan.
Oh!
With all the fixings?
To a previous answer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Good answer. Jenna, JC went out and bought
His man card.
Oh!
I need that.
Trying to find a man card.
Where do you get those, JC?
I don't know. I'm still looking for the store. Yeah. I'm just happy I found my green card.
All right, Kelly. JC went out and bought
nothing because he has no money left over after he had to write a check for the damn floor.
No. Oh. Oh, good. Good answer.
Good answer. True.
Good answer.
All right. No
match,
though.
JC?
Yeah. Big Al. Kinsey replaced the floor in the bedroom without talking to JC, so he went out and bought
a boat for Big Al.
Why
would he do that?
Why would I buy you a boat?
Why would I buy something for the GOP?
That's why it was embarrassing, Al.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not ever buying you a boat.
We know you're a closet Republican. You aren't allowed to say anything.
No, I'm not.
JC, this is Colleen's last chance to get a match. Here we go.
Okay.
Kinsey replaced the floor in the bedroom without talking to you about it. So to get even with her, you went out and bought
a slingshot and a brand new apartment for my midlife
crisis. That's a match.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the board. She got one match this round. How many bonus points, Al?
Holy smokes. That gets you 10,000 bonus points.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes, yes. Please go to KidNation.com and scroll down to the online store. Pick out whatever you like and redeem those.
Oh, it's right there. Super easy to find at the bottom.
Yeah.
A little button, but you'll find it.
Next to the main card application.
Right there.
Great,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, definitely find it. Well, it was a pleasure playing with you.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you like for us to sing something for you for your wedding? Or
what? If you feel so inclined.
Go for it, Al. What's a good wedding song?
Sing from your heart, Al.
Why don't you give a toast and redeem yourself?
Yeah.
I'll just act like I know your husband. What's his name?
Doug,
yes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for Doug and what's your name again?
Colleen.
We're gathered here to celebrate the union of Doug and Colleen. Mm-hmm. And Colleen, we love you.
Colleen.
And anybody that loves Doug, we love even more. Okay, toast, everybody.
Wow.
Hey, that's not funny.
So glad about
that. I was trying to kind of go back to some of the things that I said with your toast, but I couldn't remember
how
I butchered it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that was good, Al.
Hadn't gotten any better.
Well, where are you guys going for your honeymoon?
New Zealand.
Wow,
what you got against Old Zealand?
Wow, you're just on a roll this morning.
No, that's actually pretty good.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.